This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story that probably is never uninteresting, about North Korea and Kim Jong-un.
Yes. So essentially, there have been concerns about his appearance and health after he apparently made a public appearance looking rather thin. And the reason why we know about this is because there was a remark from a North Korean citizen that was broadcast on state television saying that when he first appeared, I think they cried because they were so surprised or they were so dismayed by his appearance. And of course, this is only the latest, right, in a whole fresh round of rumors and speculation surrounding Kim Jong-un's health and appearance, because this isn't the first time really that his appearance has caused, I wouldn't say dismay, but has raised some questions.
And I think those questions are particularly important, even from a governance perspective. I mean, besides the fact that he's an enigmatic, entertaining figure for the rest of us, I think it's that it's because he's not publicly anointed as a successor. So, and that's particularly in terms of to take charge of North Korea's advancing nuclear arsenal, the fact that, you know, it targets the US as well as their, and then in terms of relationships with their allies. So there's a lot at stake in terms of Kim Jong-un's health. And particularly when it comes to a country where so much of what happens in the government is opaque, I think every bit of information that can be analyzed obviously leads to a certain amount of anxiety and interest.
Yes. Like you say, right? No successor. He has a sister, but then again, we've seen her kind of take steps forward and then steps back in terms of being on the public stage, being handling North Korea in terms of international affairs and the like. And again, we are speaking in very general terms, partly because so little is known. We are talking about a secretive government. We are talking about a government with very tight controls on the kinds of information that they give out to the rest of the world. So just to say that in talking about this, it's very difficult to assess exactly what is going on.
So that's what we're going to be discussing today, the rumors about Kim Jong-un's health, given that he sort of disappeared from public view for a while and re-emerged having lost a lot of weight. So what do you think about this? Is this something that you've been following in the news? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Dr. Hu Chiu Ping, who is Senior Lecturer at Universiti Kebangsaan Malaysia. Dr. Hu, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, what do you make of these recent headlines surrounding Kim Jong-un as well as his health?
Well, the news is unique because it comes from North Korean official news channel. So, before Kim Jong-un was the supreme leader of the DPRK or North Korea, North Korean official media seldom report about their leaders negatively. They may be emotive, they may express sadness or grieving, but rarely commenting on leaders' appearance in such a way. So this was especially true during the rule of Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, when he was acutely conscious of his appearance, shorter in height, disliked his own voice and others.
And the remark about his appearance from a concerned North Korean citizen was aired on a state television channel, which, of course, again, very tightly controlled. What significance does this remark and its broadcast have?
So North Korean TV and radio broadcasts are received throughout the country. So the people, the citizens and every layer of the society need to keep up with what their leaders have announced. So the comment that pointed to Kim Jong-un's physique and using empathetic terms like emaciated or thinner in appearance would be heard by majority in the country. Whenever a leader is praised in a positive light, it was supposed to bring joy and pride in people. So when the leader may have suffered from a poor condition, everyone should react empathetically, and this may signal what is coming for the North Korean people if their supreme leader is not doing well himself.
So in an article in the BBC, Kwak Gil-seob, who is who leads the One Korea Center, which specializes on North Korean affairs, they said that the North Korean leader is using himself as a propaganda platform for the people and showcasing how hard he's working. Would you agree with this?
Well, this can be one of the possibilities. But as the news mentioned that the people's heart acts the most and people's tears are welling up, so it can mean other things. Dieting might be rare and seen as a luxury in North Korea. So losing weight usually implies sickness, overwork, or instead of improving one's health. So working too hard to the extent of losing weight might imply that he was not working hard for the past 9 years. It was hard to imagine. So I think that was because he did appear slim at first before he turns 30 years old in the early days when he was in power, but quickly gained weight to emulate the looks of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, whom he does share the likeness from. So either way, I think in the next few months, we will be able to tell what's behind this stage reporting.
So this isn't the first time that people have been talking about Kim Jong-un's health. There's long been speculation and rumors about it. What do we actually know at the moment?
Well, suspicion about maybe he has gout during to his walking impairment during one of the event when he showed up on the Memorial Day of his forefathers. The obese appearance also suggested diabetes, high blood pressure, and there was also rumors and reports of undergoing heart surgeries, the latest being during his disappearance last year in April 2020. And during that time, there were indicators that he did undergo heart surgeries or operations, but we can't know for sure unless we can verify with him in person. But North Korea does have an Institute of Biological Health where the scientists working there just to produce research that is beneficial to maintain the health of their leaders. So whether it is due to the high risk of being a tree high and obese person during the COVID-19 or an indicator for the incoming food insecurity in North Korea, asking the people to be ready to tighten their belts in the months to come. So we will have to wait until the end of this year.
So as you mentioned, right, this isn't the first time that he's been out of the public eye. And, you know, all of those times there was speculation about illnesses, about medical procedures. How does this affect the day-to-day affairs of North Korea?
I think over the past year, especially after the outbreak of the pandemic, so North Korea is actually the first one to close down its national borders in Northeast Asia. So it does affect the trade between North Korea and China borders, and the reports of agriculture production has not been positive since last year. So there is a high speculation about the incoming famine, another round of famine that is going to happen this year. So in terms of agriculture, construction, and many other mega projects that Kim Jong-un planned to do actually required Chinese assistance in terms of material, food, and also oil supply.
And did it have any impact on North Korea's international relations? Because I imagine that other people would have had to represent the country on that stage.
Well, the North Korean foreign missions in other countries right now are not allowed to go back to their country. So even earlier this year when Malaysian North Korean ceased the diplomatic relations, so those diplomats, we suppose that they couldn't return to North Korea at all. So the flight was... they fly from Kuala Lumpur to Shanghai or Beijing. So we don't know where are they right now. But so the movement of people are strictly under control right now. So we are very concerned about what is going to happen internally in North Korea at this moment.
So if Kim Jong-un should become incapacitated because of his health, what impact would that have on North Korea and the, I suppose, the politics and power dynamics in the region?
Well, regime stability will be on everyone's radar. So as this concern has been running for years now, many observers have considered the fact that his children are too young to take over the regime leadership in the near term. there are several other assumptions about the contingency plan that is already in place to ensure a smooth transition of power. So either it would be passed on to his relative. So the first person who comes to mind is his sister, Kim Yo-jong, even though it is still very difficult to imagine a female leader leading North Korea. But we cannot tell for sure. Or he could pass on the power to the trusted political and military elites currently in the regime. The United States and South Korean intelligence are watching this very closely for any indication of regime collapse or instability.
And considering the possible nuclear threat that Pyongyang holds, how does this impact global security beyond the region itself?
I think aside from the denuclearization talks or armament control, these armament talks can take place. No one can really affect the progression of North Korean weapons development. So I think they will continue to develop whatever conventional military or nuclear system that they already currently having. So that said, it is a very... So at this moment, actually, North Korea has been disengaged from the world. So they have been rejecting talks with the United States under the new Biden administration. So and still, there is no improvement between the two Koreas. So we are not sure what does this mean for the future.
So you touched on this briefly earlier. How would you say North Korea has handled the pandemic, and how has the pandemic affected the perception of Kim Jong-un's leadership?
I think Kim Jong-un has been surprisingly frank as well in admitting the economic difficulties facing North Korea. So a North Korean defector recently shared on YouTube that Kim Jong-un's frankness actually earned him trust among the people. That's why so far we haven't seen any form of societal revolt against the regime. So he has already consolidated his power domestically. So the current stringent measure may have controlled the extent of outbreak inside the country. So I think in terms of senior leadership, they've put full trust in him. As for the people, I think we, as the Delta variant and the COVID-19 virus is still keep on mutating, new variants coming up. So we can't say for sure whether it would affect to the wider population. But given the strict control of movement, there may be certain level of success. So they have been able to survive without connecting with the outside world. So surely they will continue to do so.
Dr. Hu, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Hu Chiu Ping, Senior Lecturer at University Kebangsaan Malaysia, speaking to us about news of Kim Jong-un's disappearance and, momentary disappearance, really, and his health. So we'd like to hear from you. Is this news that caught your attention? Do you follow news from North Korea? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up after this, if you've not had enough of intrigue and secrets, we are reviewing The Sting, starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman on Popcorn Culture. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.